It is E3 time. Can you believe it? We're talking all about it. We're going to go through our craziest predictions. We're talking about every single conference and what we expect to see there. So stay with us.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Yeah. That's not a bad choice. What's up, guys? Welcome to Inventory PT again. We're talking about E3. You guys fired up or what?
I clearly am.
And I know Nate is. What's up, guys? I'm Patrick Deves. I'm one of your hosts. I'm joined by the entire crew. What's up, Nate?
What's up, nerds? Nate Miller here.
That's all we can do.
I'm Stacey Schollerworth.
I'm Mark B. Donica. I'm over here.
Yes, you are. Is it weird? How are you feeling way over there?
It's weird. My left side's exposed. It's
I think
weird.
You look right. My right side's exposed.
See my bare knee on the wide shot.
I've been meaning to tell you, it's a great knee. Like we said in the open, we're talking about all things E3. I'm incredibly excited. I'm probably more so than the rest of you guys. Mark was like,
"You get really hyped."
I think this is a wonderful time of year because, like, at least right now. So next week we get to be incredibly disappointed, but like at least right now, everything is possible. Right? Like, this is an amazing space to be in. It's before Christmas.
Yeah,
literally, anything can happen. Next week we had to come back and be like, "Well, damn it! All that stuff that I was hoping for didn't happen." But this is one of I genuinely love this time of year because it's like what we'll be playing for the next couple of years. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's fun to speculate too about from an industry perspective what everybody's going to be rolling out from a strategic perspective, like what titles we're going to see, what we're not going to see, what things got pushed, what things got delayed. I don't know. I'm excited. And I ask all these guys to come to the show today with three predictions. I wanted them to be bold, but still possible. And then we're going to go conference by conference, starting with EA and Microsoft and so on and so on, and what we expect to see. So you guys ready to do this?
Almost.
So high in here. All
right. I wasn't until just now.
I know, you're right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve, in the booth.
Hey.
Yes.
He was just a chat out.
Oh, okay. I thought he was saying he was ready.
I'm ready.
I know
ready.
You are. I told Steve to be ready to chime in with his predictions. I think this is kind of fun because, like, again, like, literally anything that can happen over the next couple days. So I wanted to see what you guys thought would be your three things you kind of hope. And Nate, since you're the most down on E3, or like the least excited, I would say, what would be one of the three things that would make you the happiest boy? This E3. What do you want to have? What do you predict? Okay, well, just give me one. Give me one of three.
Okay. I predict that we will get more information on the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Hopefully
more than just like a little, hey, pretty trailer, but like maybe like a date or something.
Something more than, hey, it's still coming out?
Yeah.
A date. You think they're going to date it?
I mean, like a quarter, 20, okay. 20
no,
or something.
I'm not here to make fun of predictions. I'm just asking. I wanted clarity.
Because
we're going to come back and revisit these when the show's done.
I almost went one further with that one and say not only are they going to date it, but they're going to announce it for all consoles. PC, PS4, Switch, and Xbox One.
You think?
Yeah.
Even though it was on Sony stage mm-hmm. to begin with? Man, that's a bold prediction. All right, I would be excited if we got a date. I think that is still so far off. I'm not dashing any dreams. I'm rooting for you on this one. I just don't. I don't know. They were just hiring. Nate hates me.
It's a different animal.
Yeah.
Like and also
I don't like to set myself up for disappointment.
No, that's fair.
So
I'm trying to break it now. I want you to understand that's not going to happen. That way you can't be disappointed.
And that helps. That actually helped while researching this. You know that. It came out that Sony's conference might have been spoiled.
Yeah.
Some of the mm-hmm. display stuff for E3's booth might have been spoiled.
Yep.
So it's like, oh, this is coming, that's coming, this is coming. But we have no idea. Like, I've just started to become numb at this point, really, where it's like, I'll see it, but I can't get excited for it. And when I do see it, you know, can I get hyped? So I think some of the stuff that – some of the cleanup, the pre-cleanup that studios have been doing over these past couple of weeks. Yep. Just like, yeah, it's here. I think that will help it hit more than if they were just like, well, you better watch our presentation. Like, yeah.
That was, yeah, like every studio head ever. Better watch it.
Yeah.
I know it's a weird time, right? Because I think like leaks are more prevalent than ever. So it's interesting to see like studios' responses. Like I feel like with the, we were talking about this off mic, but that Walmart Canada leak, right? Like it was clear Bethesda had that locked in, a response locked and loaded to Rage, right? Like there's no way that they intended that to get out. Like, I don't know. I think this is really cool. Stacey, what do you think? What's your first prediction?
All right. Super Smash Brothers is going to be a completely new game. They're going to announce that it is not a port or a remake of one of the older Smash games. It's going to be brand new, and we're going to get some character reveals.
Dreams can come true.
Yeah, I'm about it.
I need that.
Yeah, no, totally. I think everybody's kind of hoping for that, right? Do you think that's likely, Nate?
I think it's definite.
I think one step further, I think they're going to announce Smash Brothers 4 Deluxe out day and like that day. You can download it right now. Thank you. And then you get all summer to play Smash Brothers, and then right after that they announce that
That'd
5
cool.
is an all new
yeah.
game
That'd
and
be awesome.
You can pre-order it now to get whatever and yeah.
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
That is bold. Because I don't know. We started with bold predictions. You don't think so? You think it's going to happen?
About my part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be nice, but that feels a little. I think that would take away some of the steam of the new release.
I don't think so. If it's a new engine.
Yeah. That's true. Like, if it's that different, I see what you're saying.
I can see them doing it because Brawl and 4 were so different.
Right.
I mean, it's possible that it's still on the engine of 4 because that one was kind of well received.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's almost certain that it's a brand new engine for the new game.
I'm about it.
Let's hope.
My first one.
Hit me, Mark.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yes.
Coming to Switch.
All right.
But that's not the whole announcement.
No.
Keep going.
Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Okay.
Revealed as a world.
Ooh.
No.
In Kingdom Hearts 3.
No.
Nomura has been trying to get, almost got Star Wars into a canceled game that had a Clone Wars world.
Yes.
So I think.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Nate.
No.
I think
one can dream.
I think Star Wars in some way, shape, or form, but I think Force Awakens is the best way to go.
Look, I think I like this section anyway because we're taking big swings, right? Like, we'll talk about like the reality of what might actually happen by conference, but I love it.
Mm. I mean, if they're doing one, part of it makes sense for them to do it, for it to be the newer movies. But also, I think having it be like Hoth or something that's more established would benefit that formula of us you seeing the storyline play out.
And while I agree with that, I think since this is supposed to be the end of the Keyblade War saga, that also leaves more room to go back.
Yeah.
And if anything, even more bold, Solo. Yeah.
Great.
Like, super early so that you have more time.
I think we get a Star
time.
Wars summon. Great. I think,
that's where
Millennium Falcon comes out of nowhere, just fuck shit up.
Okay.
I think that's where we're at.
They announced the attractions thing where you can summon, like, Big Thunder Mountain or the teacups or anything. That version of a Millennium Falcon or an A-Wing or whatever.
Unless we're getting, like, Rebels cameos or, like, Clone Wars cameos, I'm just really not crazy about animated Kylo Ren or animated
all right
but I actually I could see Rebels. I think even it just ended.
I think that would be
Rebels,
that
Rebels
would be cool.
That would be a fun world to play
Star Wars is going to be the world announced at E3.
You'll get credit for it if it's Star Wars related.
Star Wars.
All right. So my first bold prediction would be, look, Microsoft for me is the big question mark this year. I think they have so much to prove. They have got to hit some crazy home runs. They have to really think outside of the box. And what would be more crazy than getting rid of Xbox Live Gold, having it all be Game Pass, and making that entire library of 360 availability that's backward compat right now on PC. Removing it. Removing Gold. It's not a thing anymore. It's all Games Pass. Come play games.
But multiplayer. Does the multiplayer then become
totally.
A part
it
of that?
It all comes part of the Games Pass. So you get the games that are you Sea of Thieves right now. Every Halo ever would be now playable on PC right now.
That's bold.
I know. I'm taking this one. I don't know that it happened.
This isn't real stuff.
No, this is like crazy. But like,
I did not smoke enough crack for this.
I smoked enough for both of
what you guys are on.
I smoked a lot.
I misunderstood.
And I know I'm skipping the line.
Should have taken shrooms. Is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Dad, I know I'm skipping the line, but just because it's so directly tied to yours. My wild theory is about Microsoft's conference as well, and it's that Microsoft might have an interesting conference. And a game that they announce
that's
might
that,
come
damn,
out.
You guys are really getting wild over here.
Oh. The past 2 years we've been hearing about Crackdown. I bought an Xbox One for Scalebound.
Yeah, I know. Oh, did you really?
I did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what ultimately made me go, that's exclusive. I'm going to pick it up.
That's tough.
And I highly... This
we just lost like 10 subscribers.
I can skip... Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to just sort of gloss over this in for Ubi. I think Skull and Bones is canceled.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a lot of stuff that I think they're going to be like, oh no, we Microsoft's going to be like, oh, we got something. Yep. And we have their track record. Unless it's even if it is a first party, it might come out and be like, eh. But they might have a good conference this year.
Okay.
No idea.
That's a bold prediction. Wow, this is what we're
watching.
God, I don't know. I think they are the biggest question mark, and they have to hit a home run. So I think I am with you. I think they have a good showing this year, but we'll see. That was your bold?
That's what, yeah. Right, bold prediction. Bold Spencer. Phil Spencer doesn't wear a weird t-shirt.
Never going to happen. Full suit. Never going to happen. All weird tees. I wish I had a capybara t-shirt right now. That's what I wish I was rocking.
Jesus.
All right, we'll come back this way. Stacey, what do you got next?
All right. We'll stick on the Switch for now.
Great.
Brand new Animal Crossing for the Switch.
Okay.
About it.
I think that's going to happen. I don't know.
People thought it was going to happen last year.
Okay,
it didn't
fair enough.
Last
all right,
year.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Anything else on that? Just anything you want out of that? No. Just you just want it for your Switch, give it to me.
Yeah.
Great.
I'll add, it'll add, there will be some connectivity to Pocket Camp.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh,
some connectivity.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can cross-check in like once a week or something.
So you think that is announced alongside their new online program?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. It's a good prediction. It's bold. Nate, what do you got that's semi-realistic or that you hope will happen, but you won't be too disappointed? Or what's
your mushrooms
I don't know. How crazy are you trying to get?
Sober me
thinks that we're going to get more information on Cyberpunk 2077, which I've been...
How dare you?
Bank on it. What does drunk you say? What does drunk you say?
Me, on whatever Patrick is smoking, thinks that Microsoft is going to announce a new Fable title.
We're going
to
talk about it.
There you go.
I guarantee
no,
it happens. Turn 10. No, Turn 10 has been working on
bold.
It. Definitely happening. Nate's bringing the fire.
Fable game.
For our audio listeners.
Give it to me, Peter Molyneux.
Smoking up.
He was.
A bomb.
It's definitely happening.
No.
Both the bomb
no. That
Halo.
Was a crack pipe.
Oh, it was a crack pipe?
Yes,
oh.
yes.
Are you doing the drugs?
Oh, no. I didn't notice that you were going back and forth on this.
Yes,
okay. All right. That's my bad.
Okay, I think that 100% is going to happen, but we'll get into that at that conference. My number two is that there's a Fallout mobile game release day and date, and it ties into progress on Fallout 76. I think Bethesda pulls another, hey, Fallout Shelter.
Fallout Shelter sort of.
Yo, totally. Patrick, where do you get your stuff from?
I'm literally trying to get crazy.
What is this mobile game? What do you do in this game?
No, this is wild speculation.
They did it before.
It doesn't have to have any sort of footing.
Fallout Shelter made
I really misunderstood what we were doing here.
So, no, the first part is the wild, like, no footing whatsoever. And then we'll talk about stuff that seems like.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
But some bases in reality, like the Fallout Shelter made dump trucks worth of money. Mm-hmm. And I think like it would be a clever way to get people invested in that ecosystem. And whatever your purchases go toward, and I do mean purchases,
there's
a lot of purchasing that goes toward your progress ultimately when 76 comes out. It gets people ready for that. I think it worked incredibly well. It's just part of the playbook for Fallout 4. They did it. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. If it's something that does tie to your game, but it's got to be like cosmetic, yeah. Really.
Right.
Like,
oh,
if, like
or
I like so,
especially if it really is supposed to be this like online rest survival.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what were you gonna say, Stacey?
Well, I mean, again, yeah, I do agree that it should be cosmetic, but I can understand the argument for where people are still technically working for these rewards, mm-hmm. just on a different platform.
Yeah. I think we know that there's a lot of like what we think, right? Like speculation is Jason Schreier reported that it's like a survival type, rustish type game. Like maybe it's just like materials for base building stuff, right? Like something to get people invested in it, so that when
like
it comes
a daily
out,
logon bonus,
totally. Totally.
Right. I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But something that that NetherRealm does really well, they did it for Injustice and for Mortal Kombat, was that if you log into it, like, you can unlock skins for the home game on your mobile phone.
Yeah.
And just by playing the game, or just by connecting your Warner Brothers account or something, and it's just a way to sort of get you into that ecosystem. And I can see something similar for Fallout. Right. Oh boy, let's get crazy.
Let's get crazy. Nuts. Hit me, Mark.
I've got another one that doesn't seem as crazy, so I'll go for a crazy one. Back to Microsoft.
Yes.
Right.
No Halo 6 this year.
Okay.
But we get a Warzone on steroids that is Halo's version of Battle Royale.
I love this prediction. I've been really interested to see. They've got to do something crazy.
Cocaine!
Yes.
Wild speculation, Nate!
But I like it because I think they have to do something with Halo. And I've got some other predictions there. We'll talk about it. I think it's not a mainline Halo that comes out. I think they're going to save Halo 6 for the new box.
I think they announced, like, oh, cool, yeah, there's something Halo. And then right after that, Halo 6 teaser coming next year.
I think it's
2019.
2020.
Okay.
I think they save it. I think that when we'll talk about it in Microsoft, but
even if it's just title splash.
I think that they need a Halo, but I think, like, if they have saved Halo 6 for the next box, whatever that is, as a launch title.
The next box.
Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if they had a Royale locked up. I like that.
Warzone was fun, too.
Warzone was fun.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's one of the few things I went back to play on Halo 5. I didn't do much.
Yeah, it looks real good on the update looks really good on Xbox.
Does it?
Yeah, but that's the only other reason to go back.
Anyway.
I know. Stacey, your last super bold prediction.
Oh, I'm going to be real disappointed right now. Well, no, this might be pretty bold. Assassin's Creed Odyssey is not coming out in 2018. It will be announced for 2019.
I don't think that's too bold. I think that could be God of War.
I think that could happen. Yeah, I think Q1. Well, so
I don't
when do you
want
think?
It released in 2018.
Really? You're just had...
Look
that's not
how
long
well
enough.
Origins came yep. out. I mean, they...
It's still doing well.
Yeah.
It's still doing well in its afterlife.
Yeah.
I think Odyssey is just an expansion of Origins.
Oh, it's not actually. Well,
I think it's
going
to be. It'll probably. It's going to have. I'm sure it'll have its own story and stuff too, but I think it's just going to. It's going to be in the same engine.
Same engine, sure. But sure. Due to like time period.
Yeah, it's a whole different
jump. It's a different. It's a time jump. So like they can't.
Yeah.
Like
right.
It's not going to be Bayek, but it's.
No,
you know,
of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah, of
yeah.
course not. I just
okay.
mean that it's not. It's going to be like. How
similar
how like
systems.
Black Flag was just 4 reskinned with new missions. Like it was the same engine, it was the same mechanics. A lot of the work was able to be reused
yeah,
with
yeah.
new stories and new mm-hmm. mechanics and new places to go and stuff.
They made the new engine.
It'll be
and
a
now
different map.
Play.
It'll be you know yeah. I'm sure they're putting work into it, but I think a lot of like the time it took them to make Origins is the new RPG systems, the items, all that stuff reworking. I think all of those systems will just slide right into. The
when they're saying too that this one has like branching paths, right? Like the rumor is that you can choose a male or female protagonist, mm-hmm. and that there's actually like branching dialogue.
Long way from Unity.
Yeah.
It's like,
which is the Unity team, though.
There were no women in France.
This is the Unity team.
I mean, it's a historical fact, okay?
Yeah, so we all
it's just
know
science.
That to be true. Yes.
Right. So when do you want it to come out? Because you
mean,
want some more room from Origins.
I do.
Yeah.
I do want a little more distance, a little more time. I do want it in 2019, though.
Okay. Early?
I want to know.
Yeah.
Can you
okay.
show
yeah.
me?
Steve in the booth, do you have any thoughts on Assassin's Creed? Do you care when it comes out?
I can wait because I'm still catching up since Brotherhood.
Okay, fair.
Okay,
fair enough.
I got quite a way.
Yeah, you do. You got a lot of Assassin's Creed to play. And Black Flag's so fun.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, I will say I had a little bit of time today, and I went. I could start Assassin's Creed. I could keep playing Wolfenstein 2. I played Street Fighter 5.
Good for you.
You know that's,
good for
that
you.
Is actually really logical. Like, your
man.
Mindset.
Well, anyway.
So what is your
any
last drug-induced prediction? And then we'll go conference.
Skyrim 6 announcement comes out immediately. They just they say, it's out now. You can get it right now.
Oh, God.
There
I
you
like
go.
It.
How's
okay.
that?
Not Elder Scrolls
6. Not bad.
Skyrim 6.
Yeah.
Right. Skyrim 6.
So they're going back to Skyrim.
Yes.
Oh, no,
yes.
We need to
it's
go back to Elder
Skyrim.
Scrolls.
It's still Skyrim.
That is the thing of dreams. That's what I'm talking about. I do think
dreams.
My last one is Crackdown is going to be available right now with Game Pass.
With Terry Crews?
With Terry Crews,
great.
The game's not going to be very good, and they know they know that, but they get to drop it that day, and it's free with Game Pass. So, like, how better to jump start your Games Pass?
Crackdown. Games as a service.
Not so good. Okay, cool.
Anyways.
That'll be really fun to go back and, like, I know I'll be texting you guys furiously during the course of the conferences.
Boy, were we wrong about that one. Yeah.
Well, let's get into the conferences and, like, let's speculate a little bit further. First up is EA. So we know...
That's this coming Saturday, right?
This coming Saturday.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to EA Play. Is anybody else?
I need also to finish my RSVP. EA Play,
yes.
Yeah,
I'm going Saturday at 2.
Did you choose an appointment?
Saturday at 2.
I'm like at 10.
To get an email from them or something?
Yes. Yeah. That says finish your registration. I don't know, but I did it like last weekend and it was still fine.
What game did you choose?
I chose last night and they were still available.
I got a choice of a game. I'm in line for the Anthem.
Of course you are.
I know. Yeah. But speaking of, we know what they're going to have, right? Like, so we know some of what they'll have, right? We know Anthem, Battlefield, FIFA, NBA. What else do you guys think we're going to see?
I think golf is going to change because they lost the PGA license.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that.
So EA doesn't, the Rory McIlroy, formerly Tiger Woods PGA Tour, they don't have the PGA license. So either there's not going to be a golf game, even though that does pretty well for them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or they're going to go wacky and do like crazy, like right now, like golf with your friends, golf it, like mini golf stuff is pretty big. So I think they'll go silly and have a mainstream golf game that is like on crazy courses. Some stuff that's based on reality, but also some stuff. Like there was one a couple years ago that made me interested where there was a course that was a Battlefield tie-in.
I was like, oh, that sounds fun.
And if they do like Mario Kart but with golf, and they do like...
Oh, that's interesting.
Like EA All-Stars golf tour, something like that. I know that sounds like a cracked out prediction, but I think... The baseline of it is golf's going to change.
Okay.
But they're still going to release a golf game.
I like it.
Aside from that, I hope that we get the Respawn Star Wars game, at least a look at it.
Stig Asmussen's.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I really hope so. Do you think likelihood?
I would like to be optimistic.
Yep. Yeah.
They need to do something because Battlefront 2... flopped it essentially. Like
I remember,
I would say at least with the community. So they have to do something to go. Star Wars fans, don't worry, we're still the license. We're still taking care of the license.
And I think they have to too, right? Mm-hmm. They can't go a whole conference and not mention Star Wars.
Yeah,
yeah, they can't ignore it.
Totally.
They're gonna have to try to reinstill a little faith.
And even if it's like one of those montages about like we value Star Wars, mm-hmm. and shows like this montage of all of the studios working on something just to remind people that hey, we've got Star Wars games coming out.
I think it's going to be Battlefront 2 for 2018. Here's our content plan.
Okay.
And then one more thing. Here's a look at our game from Respawn. Something.
I hope we see that Respawn game.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping for new Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare because I love that franchise.
Okay. I bet it's time. We're 3 years out, right?
2 years. I think it was early 2016 is when it came out. Or early 2017, maybe, 16. Was when the second one
Has
came out.
Has to be 16, right. I think. So I think we're right at a point where maybe they could have another one. That'd be awesome.
Or they re-release 2 on the Switch.
People. Okay.
Or something like that. But I think Plants vs. Zombies is going to have something.
I'd be really interested. So are you guys excited in Anthem at all? I think that's I think it's like a 30-minute chunk. Did you get the email about it?
Do you only get to sign up for one thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can go and stand by for everything else.
You get like one pass to like fast pass sort of a thing where it's a shorter line.
Well, I'm going on Monday.
That's what I'm talking about. All right.
I might go on Monday too.
I'm trying to figure out like how they fit everything in because we know like when they were outlining the Anthem plans, they're showing combat and like narrative structure and they've got this huge detailed plan like they did with Battlefield. You remember that last 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I just hope they don't shoutcast anything. That's all I don't want this conference.
Let me ask you this. Casting. I just don't want fake
it was so
player
bad.
Comms.
Nah.
I mean, last time they had 10 out of 10,
that happens.
Twitch personalities and YouTube personalities playing Battlefront.
And it was, no, but that's terrible shoutcasting.
Yeah, I know that
was. So the two things I want to ask you guys about, do you think we see a Dragon Age tease? And that's 2019, 2020 probably.
2020.
Right? Mm-hmm. But I know that they've come out and said that they're working on it. I know that that whole studio right now is, like, involved with Anthem, but they've got to be rolling off that pretty soon. So do we see a Dragon Age tease?
I think that's a likely prediction.
Okay.
A tease.
A tease? Okay. A logo tease. And coming... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Or a Dragon Age-themed card game, like your Gwent's
okay,
or your...
Okay, I can see that.
What are the Elder Scrolls one was that they announced last year?
The cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Legends. That's what it was. Elder Scrolls Legends.
Yeah. Okay, and then Skate 4? Any possibility?
I would love that, but probably not.
Me too. I just feel like they did it with Mirror's Edge, right? It was like everybody clamoring for it. Like, here, fine, take that thing.
Do you remember when they used to make like original games that weren't sequels?
Yeah.
No. Like Anthem?
Back in the day.
Like Anthem's a new game.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Steve in the booth, anything else on EA? Any of you guys?
I'm still anticipating a confirmed announcement for Titanfall 3 because I am a fan.
Not this year, though. It probably won't be this year.
I'm a fan. It's not going to happen this year. Yeah.
I mean, they'll probably say, we're working on it, but I think we'll hear about Star Wars from Respawn before we hear about Titanfall 3.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were just acquired, so I think that we're going to see, hopefully, we'll see a lot of those.
No.
All right, on to the big, big question mark for me is Microsoft. Like I said, they've got to take a crazy swing. And I think they're this weird X factor, because I feel like we got a pretty good idea what Nintendo, Sony's going to do.
Mm-hmm. More because or less, they've been spoiled. They've been leaked.
But Microsoft. So let me hit me with what you guys think. Like, what's definitely going to be at the Microsoft
Phil
conference?
Spencer's going to say today about 60 times.
65.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had 57.
I had 60. We'll meet you in the middle.
Okay.
We'll call it 60.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
the opposite. I think Crackdown's going to get delayed. I think they're going to show a trailer, but it's just going to have a year on it.
Like, I will,
either late 2018 or early 2019.
I will tell you this, neither would surprise me if it was out that day or if they said, you're never getting this game. Like, either way, I think that could totally happen.
What's Crackdown 3?
It's going to be one or the other, though. There is no in between.
No.
We think we're going to see probably a PUBG montage. You think they'll talk a little bit about its success and what the roadmap is? Am I wrong?
Something from Minecraft. They might reinvent an old franchise. We'll get Blinks the Cat 2. Well, no, Blinks the Cat 3. Excuse me.
Okay.
There was a sequel. But I really, like, Microsoft, the most hyped thing from Microsoft's Microsoft's conference last year was the Dragon Ball FighterZ trailer. That was the thing that made everybody go, whoa! Yeah. And then it was like, oh, it's multi-console, cool.
And Cuphead again, but you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
Xbox
sea
One
of
X.
Thieves 2 last year.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves was a really long demo. Forza was a really long demo.
Yep. And so we know we're getting a Forza. We know we're going to get Fable.
There's a rumor of Gears of War 5, or Gears of War 6. Right?
I'm interested to see. No, five.
Five.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they do with Gears.
Man, I was a fan of Gears.
Yeah, I
like. Once Marcus Fenix's story was over, I was like, okay, I'm good. Though I did like Judgment.
So
how do they walk around?
Difficultly.
Yes. So I think it is a lot of. I'm interested to see. It is a lot of third party stuff, right? Like, I think they're going to back the money truck up. So, like, let me ask you about this. So, like, I think this is where Cyberpunk makes its...
I was just about to chime in and say that.
Am I wrong? Absolutely. Like, I think this is where we see Cyberpunk. Like,
they might claim some exclusivity to that. I would not be surprised, but I'd also be pleasantly
surprised.
Some sort
of marketing deal. We know that they were in bed with Metro. Metro's been at their last two E3s, Metro Exodus.
Yeah, we'll get a date.
They're going to be there.
The date and some gameplay?
Demo, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Live demo. Forza Horizon?
Guarantee
because
it.
Last year was regular Forza.
Guarantee it.
So we'll get a new Horizon.
Continues to sell well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get an Ori 2 date. Do you guys think we get Ori?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
When do we see it?
I don't know, summer?
September?
Okay. No, they've got to get out before the fall.
Okay.
Like, it'll do well, but it'll get lost.
August-y? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Fable announced by Turn 10, Crackdown, Halo.
Why do I own an Xbox? Because I'm not like the stuff that I have for it is multi-console, and I use it because it's got good video apps and a better UI for that than PlayStation does. But right now I don't have Live. I'm playing Sea of Thieves on PC because I don't need Live.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if all of the first party stuff is going to be Play Anywhere, I don't know what I have an Xbox for.
They're in a weird position right now.
Yeah, I mean.
It is my console of choice.
Sure.
And right now it's my third party box as well. For a while it was my exclusive box and then to play everything else on PlayStation. But right now with the X, it's a more powerful console. So I still play it. Now I've gone back to third parties on Xbox.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think Platinum has anything for Microsoft?
They did, and then
that's what I'm saying. Let's make good, right? Like,
no.
I still
Hopefully,
think.
Yeah, that they're going to come back with something.
If it is, it'll be indie. Just to honor the contract.
I'd be interested. They need some games, right? Like, so I feel like they're backing up a Brinks truck to some of these people and it's like, please make shit for us.
Well, I also wonder how much time they're spending on Bayonetta 3 and how much of their team is dedicated to that.
And if that's the A team and like who's developing everything else, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You totally.
Well, and on kind of that front too, they've kind of talked a little bit recently about more embracing that JRPG genre becoming very popular. I mean, PS4 has some really big titles between like Persona and Nier, And so Xbox doesn't really have anything like that. So they said they might be bringing some stuff.
That's right. There were a couple of trailers last year that they just kind of hammered away. Just here's a couple of things, and they were Eastern RPGs. That's not a bad. Maybe we get some actual dates on those.
I could see that. I think we're going to get a below date capybara.
Oh yeah,
below that game. 5 years is supposed to be Xbox launch title. I think we see that. I think the new hotness, and this is my bold prediction for this, would be I think we see Rocksteady's new game, and I think it's a Superman game. I think we see it. I think we see it at this conference. Bank on it.
But going away from the Sony exclusivity that they had for the past five.
Rocksteady, they weren't exclusives. I played all of those on Xbox.
But I mean, they gave certain exclusivities to PlayStation.
Do they have a marketing deal there? I don't know.
They did, at least for the original Arkham stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, like everybody's like. I think
that you could only play as the Joker in Arkham Asylum on PS3.
Oh, that's crazy.
And you never could on Xbox. Yeah. They never released that, or maybe they think Game of the Year edition they released with it.
I think it just makes a ton of sense. I don't know that they've got a relationship that would make that happen because look, right now Sony's got every other marketing deal, right? Like they've got Red Dead, they've got like all of the Activision stuff right now between.
The only thing that would sour that to me as in terms of them if it's a Superman game and them appearing on the Xbox stage, what about the Square Enix Avengers game? Would those two companies share that stage?
No, it won't be. I think Square Enix is on their own stage.
Do they have their own this year?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's why I think that there's no way that they couldn't share the stage, which is why I think this happens here. Mm-hmm. Just because I think Microsoft needs it. Again, that's the only other. I think we see something at E3.
Money!
Anything else with Microsoft?
No, we got to get going.
Bethesda. Stacey, hit me. You're like the queen of the Bethesda conference. You've been to every one of them. What are we going to see there? run us through
them,
it.
You mean what?
So we know Prey DLC. We know Fallout 76.
Mm-hmm.
We know Rage 2. What else are we seeing?
We know Rage 2. Elder Scrolls.
Okay.
Skyrim 6.
Yeah, Skyrim 6. That's right.
Elder Scrolls.
Do you still play ESO?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I don't want an online multiplayer.
Yep. Skyrim for iPhone.
A single player. You know what? I will take it. Well, on Android. Yeah. Give me that.
They did just release Somerset
for ESO?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they're constantly updating.
Getting really good reviews. One of my friends is playing it.
But we know they came out with the 76, right? Like ahead of this. This can't be their big thing. So what is their and one more? Is it? Do we see Starfield this year?
And there's also another Fallout game, traditional Fallout game 2.
Well, I think Fallout 4, similar to what they're doing with Resident Evil 7, I think we get Fallout 4 as a cloud game for the Switch. Since Bethesda is super supportive of the Switch, and also they announced that now anything that is coming out multi-console is coming out day and date with the Switch instead of the delay.
Okay.
I think the delay is gone.
Fallout 4 with Switch?
But not just that, but like, you know how Wolfenstein took a couple of months? So that's gone. Yep. It's PS4, Xbox, Switch, all day one for whatever they're releasing across all platforms.
I think we're going to get Fallout 4 for the PSVR announced there.
Well, they announced that last year, didn't they?
Not for PSVR, right now. Starfield, do you guys know about this? This is the new Bethesda talk. Todd Howard, it's about...
mystery IP, very...
Elder Scrolls in Space.
Yeah, Elder Space. Yes. It's Todd Howard's other game. It's been rumored for forever. That has to be their one more thing, right? That has to be their big... And we know they have two hours this year, so like...
Jesus.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of demos.
A lot.
Yeah. We're going to get another half-hour Dishonored demo. Just interesting and dripping with boredom.
Do you think we get...
It was so bad.
I mean, you're not
wrong.
We can
just taste it, flavor it with the boredom. Do you think we get a Doom 2? Tease.
Tease, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But probably late 2019, if anything.
All right. I would take it. Just give it to me. I want some more Doom. Not a fan? I don't like Doom.
No, I don't want to tease for something that is...
And Bethesda, actually, now that you bring that up, Bethesda last year was all about everything we're announcing today is coming out this year.
Bethesda last year, too.
That's what I said. It's okay.
Bethesda 2 last year.
Yes. Nice. Nicely done. I literally thought you said Square last year.
Named him.
Nailed it.
Bye. Bip, bap, bop, bop.
Anything else on Bethesda? You want to talk about Square?
Let's talk about Square.
Square. Okay, so we know what? Kingdom Hearts?
We know.
Hitman Season 2.
Okay.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, it's already being teased. We got a Twitter date on Low Interactive's account for June 7th.
Great.
Cool. I think we're getting the Kingdom Hearts collections on Switch.
Okay.
Like I'm all about the Switch this year. If it's not Microsoft and Sony, great. People are going to be like developers now are going to be flocking to the Switch.
Yeah.
And I think that we get the Kingdom Hearts date, but then we also get announced. Oh, here, by the way, you can play everything on the Switch that's digital today or whatever. I don't know if they do it here or if they would wait till the new series, the new franchise, the new saga, Dragon Quest being added to Kingdom Hearts. Because we have The World Ends With You, Final Fantasy. I know, it's weird, but like Square has like no other... Like, what, are we going to get Tomb Raider and...
Definitely Tomb Raider, Hitman Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Square updated their E3 showcase image with some phrases that might kind of clue us into what
they've
got.
Please let us know what they are.
We've got the journeys we will take, the demons we will face, the heroes we will become. Our next chapter is about to begin.
The heroes will become is Avengers reference, Avengers. Right? Totally. The
demons will face? Most likely demons is Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
And then the first line is probably Kingdom Hearts.
And also that the new Tomb Raider is really, really dark. And so you could argue that she's facing some internal demons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we get a new Nier?
No.
Maybe
an expansion or a re-release or something, but I don't think there's anything new from there. Final Fantasy 15 2.
Sure.
I will play it.
Sign me up.
Oh, actually though, they do have several new expansions lined up. Maybe we'll see some of the stuff from the expansions that are going to be coming out.
Yeah, they might tease a new expansion for 14 too, cuz I know
I bet you're right.
They're near the end of the cycle of their newest one that they just put out.
Okay.
I bet you're right.
I'm about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on to that Ubisoft. Okay, so now we know a lot of these. What do we know so far?
Splinter Cell.
Yep. This has to be, right? This is the and one more thing.
Assassin's Creed.
Division 2.
Well, I think something Watch Dogs. I think it might be just in a multiplayer Watch Dogs game that isn't Watch Dogs 3.
Okay.
Rainbow Six.
Let's talk
Rainbow Six, like year 3. Updates or to Siege, and then maybe a tease for the future.
No, I think that's a quick 5 minutes. Let's talk about Watch Dogs really quickly. You don't think it'll be a proper sequel?
I don't think it'll be a number, not this year. I think they might be working on making it bigger and better. Because two hit, but it didn't hit at a good time for them.
Nope.
Because a lot of people either picked it up and played it, and then immediately forgot about it because of the rest of the stuff that season, or picked it up, didn't play it, or didn't pick it up because budget things. And everybody here is like, oh yeah, I heard that was good.
It was phenomenal.
But it turned into one of those games. So I think they do something that's super multiplayer.
Yep.
But not a number.
Well, I think if Stacey's prediction's correct and we see Assassin's Creed early next year, then I think they need a fourth quarter game, and I think it's Watch Dogs 3 in London. Just a thought. Okay. I'd be interested to see. Do we all agree that we're going to see Splinter Cell this year? That is the one more thing?
Sure.
It doesn't excite you, but I'm so excited.
Yeah, I was never a Splinter Cell guy.
Thank you, Steve.
I was never a Splinter Cell guy.
Yeah, same.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
But I am excited for you.
Okay, thank you. That's very kind of you.
One more thing.
We talked about Assassin's Creed a lot.
I think we'll see a second Rabbids crossover with Nintendo.
Oh, interesting.
Something.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. And Beyond Good and Evil 2 gets an actual demo with a 2019 release date.
No way. It should not be there at all, but it will be. There's no way.
It will be there.
They literally released that, like, that mocap demo a couple months ago. And, like, way too early to show. It shouldn't be there, but I think it will be. I think you're right. Talk to me about Division, Nate. Like, what do you want to see out of that game? You liked that one.
I did. I don't know. I wasn't really looking for, like, a sequel, though. I don't really know. I'm trying not to go into it with anything.
Expectations.
I just kind of want to see what they. Yeah, because I mean that initial trailer that they released when they announced the game the first time was like promised so much, and that I see what they're going for, but it does not represent with how the game turned out.
But you don't have anything you would want. Like if you were designing the game, there's nothing that you would want out of Division 2. Like for me, I want better visual differentiation from loot. Like there's just so many parkas I can pick up. Like there's just so many. Do you know what I mean? Like I don't know. I don't know where I want it set. I don't want it in New York anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I think just more mechanics of stuff to do. The whole game just feels very, very samey. There's not a lot to break it up, and because it's all shooting, that's the one thing about Destiny that I think kind of helps it in some regards, of that it has, you know, you have your grenades, you have your supers, the different guns working different ways. But for the most part, In Division, you use the same kind of weapons because you're just fighting hordes of dudes. So you need things with big mags and
the sweet specials with the bumpers.
And
flames.
Yeah, I think the bullet sponge needs to be. If they can figure out a way to make the fights meaningful and not just be over in an instant, but also not have it feel like you're just dumping a clip into just a guy wearing, like, not even wearing a bulletproof vest. For like 10 minutes.
I know. Yeah, just the guy in that park I just picked up takes two clips.
And I think they need to explore the multiplayer interaction and stuff because it did not feel like again what they promised, like this game where you'd be playing with a bunch of other people. It really felt kind of isolated.
It's another one I would like in London.
To their credit, having been playing The Division since its release and knowing that they've definitely added a lot of extra DLC and a lot of other game types since it came out, and I believe that they fixed a lot of those issues.
Yeah, I mean, I played 1.6, but there's still, even with, like, there are certain things within the scope of the game that are out, it's not just, like, balance issues, and they did address, like, the bullet sponge used to be way worse, but still, the way the game, and, like, the encounters, their raids, their end game, I forget what they're called, missions, are designed around the enemies being that way. Like, there aren't, like, mechanics, things that you have to do in order to make somebody vulnerable. You just have to shoot them over and over again.
Yep.
Yeah. That game, I think, you know what, that game needs multiplayer. If they can get good multiplayer, because from what I played of the PvP in 1.6, it was trash.
Okay.
And it kind of highlights the weakness in their shooting system. So if they can come up with a fun PvP mode to play, I think that would help the game much more in terms of, like, replayability.
I get behind it. Stuff.
Really quickly, thank you, Stardrew. You just subscribed with a tier 2 sub, which is a really, really strong subscription. We really appreciate the support.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Big daddy.
Thanks for coming back around. Yeah. That means you're going to get all of the emotes.
All of them. Especially his face, which is my new super fan.
It's coming. It's super good.
So we know we're going to see Crew 2 For Honor DLC, probably Avatar. We know they've announced it years ago.
Oh,
do you think they'll actually James Cameron Avatar? Do you think
we'll
touch on it?
Not this year.
And we know Far Cry DLC, probably. That game is still a best-selling game all year. So
maybe we see new Trials.
That'd be cool.
Maybe.
All right. Let's move on from Ubi, because we've got Sony and Nintendo to Hill.
What's Trials?
Anything else on Sony?
The motorcycle? I like it.
Nothing else on Ubi?
Not really.
Talk to me about Sony, ladies and gentlemen. This is a weird one.
I want PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale 2. I think the only thing that I can really bank on is Days Gone's going to get a date.
So I think it's going to get a date. I think that's going to get that date before, because Sony said today that they're, like, outlining their plans up to E3, and they're going to announce some date for a Worldwide Studios game before E3.
Yes.
Dumb.
So they're announcing three games and release dates leading up to their conference.
It's such a weird conference this year. They literally came out ahead and said, we're going to talk about the big four, which we're going to go through, and then everything else is kind of this weird question mark, and so this is weird, like, lead up to
it. I'm gonna jump in on that and just shout out to From Software for the amazing... amazingly short presentation they teased at the Game Awards last year for a little game that had a little title to it. People are still speculating what it could be, but it started off with Shadows Die Twice.
Yep. Yeah.
And I reckon it's going to end up as a Bloodborne 2 timed exclusive release.
So let's go through the big... I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I think we see that really quickly. We know we've got four games. What do they open with? Spider-Man?
Days Gone.
This guy's not one of the
four.
Not one of the four. So it's we've got Spider-Man, Death Stranding, Ghost of Tsushima, and then and Last of Us 2 are the four games that they're touching on here. I think they open with Spider-Man and close with Last of Us 2.
I think they close with Last of Us. I think at either Ghosts or Kojima. Death Stranding.
So
in terms of hype for Death Stranding and action for Ghost of Tsushima, because we only saw the teaser.
We don't know anything about it.
Right. Yeah. So if we start with, like, lightning, frenetic, awesome gameplay, they also like quiet. The past 2 years, there's been some sort of musical element, and I think it would work the best with. I'll say Ghost of Tsushima.
You know, open with Ghosts?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that is my biggest question mark of the show. Like, I'm really excited to see what it is.
Mm-hmm. Something that I would like, because we talked about it last week, was Sucker Punch comes out. They talk about Ghost of Tsushima. He's like, we spent all this time on Ghost of Tsushima, so much so that we kind of forsaken one of our favorite franchises, and they announced that they've handed off the next Infamous to another studio.
That'd be great. Oh, yeah. I'm great with that. That'd be phenomenal. So what do they do? So we're going to learn a lot about Ghost of Tsushima. What do they do different with Spider-Man? Do they show, is there a surprise? Do we see Venom or something crazy with Spider-Man?
I think we just see a gameplay trailer.
Okay, because we've seen a lot. They had the whole Game Informer. Right. There's been a lot shown of that, so I just don't know what surprises are left.
Yeah,
it's really only Mr. Negative to this point, so yeah. I want to see what else they're going to show. I just was wondering if you guys had any theories.
Maybe they show us another Spider-Man. Maybe, that'd be cool. Maybe they show us Miles opposed to just Peter.
Okay.
That would be a big surprise.
We know he's in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think we're going to see Death Stranding. I think where Kojima's on the stage playing. Yes. Right? We're going to see gameplay finally or some other just whack job trailer and then he walks off the stage.
No, gameplay.
I'm going to be honest. You know what? No matter what they show us, I still am going to have no idea what's going on.
We saw them play and we're like, I still don't know what is it.
I don't even know how he held that controller.
He's going to talk about how we're playing it already. All these these quotes about the socially linked and we're playing it already. We're playing it right now. Okay.
He could tell me that, I'd believe it.
They're still making that game, right? It's not done.
No. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, so they still need Norman Reedus to work on the game, right?
I think so.
He's now the lead of Walking Dead.
I know.
Hopefully, they got all of his stuff done.
He just took a $20 million
pay raise.
Because of getting more screen time.
Good for him.
So, you better finish this game real quick. Humboy's going to be like, I love you, Kojima, but I got to get this.
Robbie in chat saying, so it's going to be Kojima on stage playing with Norman Reedus flying over the audience, throwing the money that he just made out to the people over the crowd.
But they just won E3.
Yeah, hanging by an umbilical cord.
Yes.
Kojima's going to be
wrapped around. Oh, yeah. No.
Kojima's going to be playing, but it's going to be him Reedus on stage in a VR suit,
perfect.
Acting it out, right?
Literally nothing you would say would surprise me about. I know he's so. It's so good.
It could all happen at this point.
I think we know. Close with Death Stranding.
With Death Stranding, you think they close with Death Stranding? I think it's Last of Us, personally, but.
Yeah, the only thing that we all agree on is that it's not going to be Spider-Man.
No, there's no way. That's why I thought it opened, because it was the one known quantity, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know they have a marketing agreement, Red Dead 5. Do we see anything there?
Red Dead 5?
Red Dead, not 5. Red Dead Redemption 2. Skyrim 4. So Red Dead. We know they have a marketing agreement there. Do we see anything there? Anything exclusive?
Sure.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. Multiplayer.
No. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think Devil May Cry 5 is going to be announced this year. Does it show up on this stage?
There's so many leaks that I don't even know if Sony's worth talking about at this point, because somebody leaked the supposed run of the entire show.
I've seen three different versions floating around. Yeah, there's a thread that just has all of the ones people are trying to post.
Great.
And some of them look convincing, but we really
Could come up with a pretty good leak if we put our mind to it.
At the same time, last year they announced Medieval getting remastered from PlayStation 1.
Yep.
So I think we'll see a demo of that. Spyro, I think we're going to see the Spyro remaster in the same way that we saw the Crash Bandicoot one. A little bit of gameplay there, even though that was already announced. But we're running low, so I would say anybody have final thoughts on Sony?
Yeah, no, we got to get moving. I think they end the conference and say all of these games were made in dreams.
Oh, that's right. We're getting a Dreams thing, too.
There's no way we touch Dreams. It's he said that we've got 4 games. I think literally there's going to be montages as different people take the stage. I think we're going to see 4 games, realistically.
That's weird.
I know. Let's quickly hit Nintendo.
Why? Why quickly? Let's take our time.
We have 6 minutes. But yes. Hit me. What do you want at Nintendo? What do we got?
I mean, they just announced that Pokemon game. I
originally thought that Smash Brothers was going to be the booth theme. I now think 100% it's going to be Pokemon Let's Go.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was going to be Smash, too. Yeah. But yeah, okay.
No.
I want to... I'm playing a game so bad. It's stupid and it's basic, but it's sort of like it's what people are doing with all of these remasters of how Kanto and the first Pokemon Red and Blue looked in our heads and what we wanted it to be.
Yep.
And now it's that ultimate thing. And now kids are going to be asking their parents for $500 worth of stuff. And Nintendo's going to make so much money.
Yep.
So it's we're gonna see another Let's Go after this.
Yeah.
Let's Go branch is now, they're going to do, next year is going to be Gold and Silver. And the year after that's going to be Ruby and Sapphire, as well as the mainline Pokemon game that we're going to be getting later.
Sure.
But Smash is going to have a lot. Wild prediction, we're going to see a new F-Zero.
I was just going to ask about Star Fox. I was like, tell me, do we get Star Fox?
I think Star Fox.
Really?
Sure.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, Stacey, look pensive.
One of the leaks was a Star Fox Grand Prix.
Okay.
Yeah, a racing game.
Yeah, racing.
Sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Which would be like a combination F-Zero, Star Fox sort of a thing. It's right. in space. Cool. F-Zero's in right. space, so you can get like some of the F-Zero cast in there too.
Cool.
Yeah. But it's okay. they were talking about that being their new version of like Diddy Kong Racing.
Yep.
Because Star Fox has the R-Wing, which is sky, Landmaster, which is air, and then Submarines, which is water. So that's three vehicles similarly to what you had in Diddy Kong Racing, and it's just the Fox skin of it.
Cool.
And it would relaunch sort of – it would be like two new franchises sort of at the same time.
What's the Smash Brothers base roster? Is it 12? Is it 14? How many people are seeing out of the gate?
Oh, out of the gate. Yeah. I was going to say, like, yeah, last year it was like 48.
The base, right? Like, the what do they announce the first? With. Right, right. And then they'll start announcing, slowly drip them out for however
they've
long.
They've got to lead with a surprise. Like, they've got to lead with a new guest character. They always do it at E3, at big shows. Because they led Brawl with Snake. Like, Snake was a big announcement.
That's a good call.
And I actually wonder what third party would be this year.
I think
we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Phil Spencer. He's actually
you say that, but maybe Banjo-Kazooie.
Great.
Maybe.
Great.
Like, not even exaggerating. Because Phil Spencer, like, somebody asked Phil Spencer, what can we do to get Banjo-Kazooie's there? Like, just have him call us.
Yeah. How about Rabbids? Are they in the game?
Kratos.
That's not a bad idea. That's a terrible idea.
If I terrible, I like you mean.
Like his little Smash like Super will just go, boy, and then boy will come out and just like...
Yeah,
on board.
Like the Luigi
stands there and he reads him a book.
Yes, I love it.
If you want that, you can just go play PlayStation All Stars Battle Royale 2, which is going to be announced this year. Bet on it.
Don't tease.
Yeah. What else are we seeing? We don't know. I think speculation's high that we're going to see Fortnite on Switch.
Yes, that is
speculation.
Rumors.
Speculation. Yeah. Are you so, yeah. Nate's so bummed out, no?
That's if there's a... it's on the other consoles.
I'm on mobile.
It's on phones, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a surprise.
I know.
No.
I know. It's broke Nate, but I think that's happening.
When did the gaming industry become Hollywood?
So good.
Years ago.
So much better than Hollywood.
Remember the Super Mario Brothers movie?
It makes more money than Hollywood.
It was then. There are some original games.
I think there are going to be, but
so too.
It's going to be the ones that, you know, you have to make the money to pay the smaller studios.
Yeah. And it's a risk. Yeah.
Well, I still think there's a section of this industry that's still really cool, right? Like, I think there's a lot of indie spirit.
We might see Metroid 4 gameplay. Great. I don't know if it'll be demo on floor,
okay.
But I think we're going to see how it looks, and maybe a resurgence of another Nintendo franchise. What that might be, Pikmin 4, Kid Icarus, something. Ice Climbers, like, I don't know, something.
So, and then what of those make it into the, like, the actual,
presentation?
The Direct versus the Treehouse?
All Switch.
Okay.
Yeah. All Switch stuff. Okay. I don't think we're going to see any 3DS stuff because last year we got Samus Returns as the second game on the Treehouse special, which is a huge thing to announce.
Yep.
It's wild that it didn't make it. People didn't even know it existed.
Yep.
It's like, oh no, we got a new Metroid game coming out. I mean, remake, but still, it was silly. Silly, silly, silly.
Stacey, any other thoughts on Nintendo?
I'm pretty hyped for the conference. I don't know. I think
especially
we know most
now,
of what we're going to get, but...
Especially now as a brand new Switch owner.
Switch owner!
I'm so excited. That's what I'm talking about. That is great news.
Nate.
We are all out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I think we could talk about E3 forever.
Well, we're going to.
But we are. And I know. So all next week, we're talking about E3. Mark, why don't you hit like some house cleaning for us? I would love also for as you... That after house cleaning, so where people can find you, like what you're working on, but also tell me your most anticipated game or show, and then who do you think wins from a conference perspective?
Who do I think wins from
Nintendo?
Nintendo
wins.
Is always the last person to go,
yep.
And they usually end it with the most hype thing. It's right before the show starts, so I think, and them being able to control how everything looks by everything being pre-taped, I think that's going to be a part of it. But in terms of house cleaning.
No, your most anticipated game. Sorry.
In terms of what I would. What I would take
you can't
home.
You can't wait to see more of
Smash.
Great.
I mean, it's kind of a stock answer, but
no, it's
Smash,
a great answer
because we know that it's coming. But I want to see how it looks.
Yeah,
I want to see what characters are coming because like Kingdom Hearts, I'm already hyped for.
Right.
But yeah, Tied for second, the Respawn Star Wars game.
Cool.
But in terms of folks who are joining us for the first time, whether you're watching us on YouTube after the fact or live on twitch.tv/inventoryfullpt, please follow us on Twitch. And if you have an Amazon Prime subscription, please, we would implore you to use your free subscription for us, because it really helps us build the channel out. And subscriptions like Stardrew, again, thank you very much for your Tier 2 subscription. We absolutely love you and appreciate you. It's going to help us sort of expand what we do both in the studio and out of the studio. So we humbly appreciate your patronage. Thank you, Nerds Doing Stuff, for the bits. Remember, you can get free bits every day by watching a couple of ads and loading that up. So make sure to follow us here, because we also do gameplay. Stacey more recently has been playing Overwatch. Mm-hmm. I've been playing Minecraft and doing a big build of Rooster Teeth's Camp, which has been really, really fun. But then also on YouTube, you can find us on the Popcorn Talk Network, and they've got a whole bunch of other stuff there. Action Movie Anatomy, they have a horror show, DC Movie News, Marvel Movie News. Make sure to give them your support as well. But if you like audio podcasts, please subscribe to us on iTunes or your podcast network of choice. Just search for us, Inventory Full, and you can get an audio dose of us. But subscribe to us on Twitch, subscribe to us on iTunes, leave comments on iTunes if you do subscribe to us. But aside from that, make sure to follow me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. I tweet out any and all minutia from this channel and retweet our main channel with our main Twitter account at InventoryFullPT, but not as much these days. But we are going to be talking really heavily about E3, and we're trying to figure out if we can do anything live for EA or for any of the conferences. We're trying to figure out what sort of presence we're going to have covering all of this stuff. So yes, Mark B. Donica on Twitter. Follow us here on InventoryFullPT on Twitch.
You clean house to the best of them, Stacey.
Beautiful. Hey guys, I'm Stacey Shuttles. You can find me all over the web at Stacey Shuttles. I'm still playing God of War and my Switch.
Most anticipated game?
Most anticipated game. I'm not going to say Smash because you just did. I'm actually really hyped for Assassin's Creed.
Great. That's awesome. Yeah. And who wins the conference?
Oh gosh, Nintendo, but I think that Square might have a chance.
It's two Nintendos and potential Square. Nate, where are you at?
What's up, nerds? Nate Miller here. You can find me on all social media and places where you can find people at Dog Like Nate. That's Dog with two G's. If you watch Westworld,
I do.
Sunday, 8:00. We're breaking it down. It's great.
Season's
done. The winner is going to be...
The winner's you. The winner's the gamers.
The winner is going to be Devolver Digital.
All right, I can get behind that. Do you have a game you're most excited about?
Game I'm most excited about. Witcher 4.
That's what I'm talking
Stay
about.
Stay woke. It's coming.
Stay woke. Guys, thank you so much. I'm Patrick Dees. You can find me at Pete of the Dees. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm most excited about probably Anthem, maybe Cyberpunk. And I think Sony's going to walk away with this one. So, again, thank you guys so much for watching.
And walking. Pokemon Go.
Catch you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.